mustache. Not a mustache.
A mustache, a mustache, a mustache. Big mustache, thick mustache. My mustache, your mustache. Say the word mustache.
A mustache, a mustache.
Now we both have said mustache. A mustache, a mustache. If you only got a mustache.
That's your mom and she's got a mustache.
Before you start, Jarrett, yes. It actually did load. 63% said yes on Tori Lavelle.
Oh.
Only 37% said
okay.
No.
We're way off in
all
direction.
Right.
So now...
Now it is time for America's fastest growing facial hair related quiz sensation, mustache.
Not a mustache.
Oh, now you're getting good at it, guys. And what is going to happen is I'm going to play a clip from a show, a movie, an interview, or a song, and you have to tell me whether a person talking or singing has a mustache or does not have a mustache. And then you can get a bonus point if you identify the person. First one, the 10 wins, or if I run out of time, or if I run out of questions, or if there's a tie. So lots of caveats. But after last week's stunning upset victory by Dan Bickley, Dan, you will get your choice whether you want to go first or second here.
I'll go first. I'll take the ball.
Okay, you will go first, and we will start with music here.
I looked up this morning, and the sun was gone. Turned on some music to start my day. And lost myself.
That would be Brad Delp of Boston.
Ooh.
And that would be definitely a mustache.
A mustache like you read about.
Yeah.
That's how.
Yeah.
I can't believe I have never played a Boston clip before. This guy has such a bushy, delicious.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Delightful mustache. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You almost say delicious.
I almost. Delightful, I meant. All right. Starting off with 2 points there. All right, Vinny. You got this one?
Yeah, okay.
I'll send an SOS to the world. I'll send an SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets my message in a bottle.
That is Sting. Not a mustache.
That is
of the Police, right?
Correct. Yep. Yeah. Correct and correct. Yep. That was the Police. Absolutely. All right, Dan.
Yes.
2-2.
2-2.
The two Utes.
To what? What was that word? To what?
What?
Did you say Utes? What is a Ute?
Which one are you looking
not
for?
Not Joe Pesci. The
oh.
The one that's the majority of the one there.
Oh,
I can
okay.
Play it again if
no,
you
no,
want.
No, 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 no. Fred Gwynne, not a mustache.
That is correct.
Well done.
Absolutely. Yes, I should have been more specific. Sorry, in ones that have two voices in them.
Remember his name in the movie?
Herman Munster?
Judge Munster?
No, I don't. What was it?
Judge Trotta?
I love that movie.
It is a great movie.
Really good rewatchable.
Yes.
All right. Vinny? I was going to say it was Ralph Macchio's finest work other than Karate Kid, but I can't think of a third example.
Yeah. I'm Teddy Powers, and I'm very upset with how I'm acting right now. I just have a very hard time expressing my emotions, and I can't stop from yelling. So I'm very sorry. I don't mean to offend you, Wayne. I'm just very upset right now. So I'm going to go ahead and go. But I'm not going to stop yelling, because then that'll mean I lost the fight. So please leave a key under the mat. I love y'all very much.
Back when that show was good, that is... Danny McBride as Kenny Powers from Eastbound and Down, and definitely a mustache.
That is correct. Very strong start for everybody.
4-4.
4-4. 4-4, 4-4.
That show fell off the rails, by the way.
Oh, ugh. Did it? Oh.
I watched the first season only, but I heard, yeah, the same thing fell off the rails. All right, here we go.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away.
Wow. I'm not entirely certain. I'm going to guess R. Kelly.
That's correct. That is correct.
I'm going to guess mustache.
Yeah.
That was just...
Woo! That is, right. That is how you do it. That is how you play the game, baby. Vinny.
Yes, Jerry.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna.
Just a monstrosity committed.
Hey, thank you.
Against the music.
So
industry.
Catchy though.
Yes.
That is Lou Bega.
Wow.
And one of the wispiest, thinnest mustaches you'll ever see.
That is, but it is a mustache, and you did get it. All right. Very good.
6-6
6-6 Good game. All right, Dan.
Back and forth, these two titans go.
Dan, there are two.
Something's got to give.
There's two voices in this one. Two voices in this one, Dan, but you'll know which one to.
All right.
Hello, Dan and Luke. Which one of you is which?
This is Dan, and my guy to my left is Luke.
Hey, guys.
Luke, and the guy on the right?
That would be our mop top producer, Jared.
Does he have any idea what he's doing?
I was actually the guy that said hello to you at the pizza place probably about a month and a half ago. Do you remember my wife and I approached you so rudely when you were having lunch with your family?
Oh, yes, you were awful.
That is John Cleese and definitely a mustache.
Yes, you are correct.
He still has it.
He does.
He still has it, yes. Yeah. A white mustache these days. All right. Vinny.
Yes.
Tracy, you are going to die.
What? No!
When I tell you who I'm dating, Squeaky Fromm. She is difficult. Anywho, I have the results of your physical. Tracy, you are going to die.
What? No!
You have no reflexes, your blood tastes like root beer, and some of your bones appear to have vanished.
Bless you for playing that clip from the greatest television show of all time. That is Chris Parnell as Dr. Leo Spichemin, not a mustache.
That is correct. Okay.
What TV show is that?
30 Rock.
Okay.
All right, here to get to 10, Vinny? I mean, Dan?
Yeah. I know this band, and it's and as soon as I know the what I want to guess is wrong. I know this band. This is not.
I think you. I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, don't say anything.
Yeah. This is a big one. This is the
yeah. I'm just going to say the Gin Blossoms, even though that's not it.
No,
so I don't know. No mustache.
That is correct. You get 1 point. You get to 9. It is a band that begins with G. But it is the Goo Goo
Dolls.
Yes.
Of course.
All right, Vinny, for the win.
Oh, man.
All right.
Here is the goal. Back with the bass. Pajamas live in effect, and I don't waste time. On the mic with a dope rhyme. Jump to the rhythm. Jump, jump to the rhythm. Jump.
That is, I believe the guy's name is Freedom William.
I would have just taken the band. I didn't even
from CNC that Music is... Factory. And that is... Oh. No. Mustache?
No! No! A lip as smooth as the day is long, my friend. Wow. All right. So real quick here, we got to go to the tiebreaker.
All right.
And
I'll message you the answer, Jared.
Okay. And a mustache-related question. In the hit CBS show Blue Blood starring Tom Selleck, how many episodes have aired? Of the show Blue Bloods, starring Tom Selleck.
All right, my guess is in.
His guess is in. Dan?
How many episodes of this show have aired?
I know how many I've watched, and that's a fat zero.
Yes. How many have episodes have aired? Of-
I'll say 7.
No. Vinny's guess was Blue Bloods. You've heard of Blue Bloods?
No, Dan. I obviously haven't, Jared.
You're not anyone's uncle then, because everyone's uncle loves that show. Vinny guessed 125. The answer is 228.
That many?
Yep.
Goodness gracious.
So, in a tiebreaker, but a very, very competitive
what
close game.
What a ridiculous
game.
Tiebreaker.
That's how you play.
Whatever happened to, like,
not a mustache!